For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional-level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
We're joined by the chair of Democrats Abroad Ireland, that being Paddy Schnabley Shields. The week of the Democratic National Convention has just finished, and we've just heard news that one of the most significant Democratic families had its candidate, that being Robert F. Kennedy, decide to, quote, suspend his campaign and throw his weight in behind Donald Trump. Paddy, to the first of those, at the end of the DNC's convention, do you believe you have more momentum now behind you than when the week began?
Good morning. I do think we've got a lot of momentum. I think the 4 days of the convention really introduced Tim Walz and Kamala Harris, you know, to voters and to the electorate. And they really laid out a great vision for what they want to accomplish in their next term. So
maybe it is because it got distilled into that form for social media and for general media, but I got the sense that a lot of the convention was dedicated to taking digs at Donald Trump rather than laying out a policy platform or vision. Am I wrong in that?
I think there are really clear policy differentials, and where some people may associate, I mean, those policies are associated obviously with Donald Trump, but I think it's going to be policies that win the day, for the Democratic Party, certainly with regards to, you know, women's reproductive rights, gun control, climate change. There's a lot of things on the ballot. And I do think that they spent a lot of time really walking through the narrative of Project 2025, which, although Donald Trump wants to distance himself from it now, clearly he and J.D. Vance, you know, advocate for this in private, and it certainly is one of the platforms of the Republican Party. So I think at the end of the day, policy, it's hard to differentiate between policy and candidate, but I really feel like they laid out a great narrative about moving forward and what that means for the American people.
What then about Robert F. Kennedy throwing his weight in behind Trump and appearing at a Trump rally, I think in New Mexico yesterday? Obviously, he wasn't a significant political force, if the polling is to be believed, but he nonetheless carries heft with his surname.
Yeah, I think his whole campaign has been a bit about attention seeking. He's always kind of been on the fringe with his own conspiracy theories. So at the end of the day, you know, obviously, I think he recognizes that his name has cachet, but his family have been very supportive of Kamala Harris, Vice President Harris, and Tim Walz in the ticket. So at the end of the day, you know, I think he's probably not, you know, he wasn't taking votes from the Democratic Party, but, you know, he's obviously put, you know, his endorsement behind Trump. I don't think that really figures, you know, on people that are considering the Democratic ticket, but, you know, it'll be news for the next 24 hours and then everything will move on.
And lastly, Paddy, where do we stand in terms of national polling now between Harris and Trump?
Yeah, you know, I mean, really what you need to look at, national polling would indicate there definitely was a bounce from the convention. I think most of the conventional polling will be out after the weekend. But, you know, as was prosecuted, you know, during the convention, Kamala Harris is going to continue to run like the underdog just because the battleground states are really where this election is going to be won. So we're encouraging, you know, everyone on, you know, on the Irish side globally to go to votefromabroad.org, request their ballot, because at the end of the day, it's probably going to be decided by 8 states and probably less than 50,000 votes. So it's really important that people get their ballot request in and get voting.
Paddy, thank you very much. That is Paddy Schnabley Shields, who is chair of Democrats Abroad Ireland.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
DR Power Equipment is the industry leader in field and brush mowers. Their full line of machines are designed to clear acres of tough weeds, woody brush, and saplings up to 3 inches thick, hour after hour, year after year. Just one mo, and you'll agree nothing stops a DR. Visit drpower.com to learn more and shop the sale today.